This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A little more than 2 years ago, we revealed on this program that guards at a jail in New Jersey were using attack dogs to terrorize immigrants who'd been detained by Homeland Security. Guards at another facility had beat up detainees while they were handcuffed. After NPR's broadcast, the Inspector General at Homeland Security, the agency's internal watchdog, announced he would conduct his own investigation of how immigrant detainees are treated. His report came out this week, and it confirms that detention centers violate the government's own standards. Here's NPR's Daniel Zwerdling.
The Inspector General did not investigate the beatings or the use of dogs. Immigration officials had already ordered detention centers to stop using dogs the day after NPR's reports, and officials at the jail where guards beat detainees promised to discipline them. But the Inspector General's findings seem to confirm what detainees and activists have been charging for years. Life in some detention centers is miserable. The spokeswoman for the Inspector General says they won't talk about their report on the air. So we asked the leading immigration lawyer for her reactions to the findings.
I think the average citizen would be appalled by it. I think they'd be amazed and shocked by some of the allegations of abuse and the lack of response to that.
That's Christina DeConcini. Back in the 1990s, she was one of the main people who helped the U.S. Justice Department write the government's official national detention standards. Homeland Security detains hundreds of thousands of non-citizens every year at more than 300 jails and prisons across the country. It charges most of them with violating civil immigration laws. They don't have anything to do with terrorism. And the government detains thousands of other immigrants while they apply for asylum. The standards say that all of them must be detained in safe, secure, and humane conditions. Well, the Inspector General examined five detention centers, and he found that none of them was meeting all those standards. For instance, two of the five jails were infested with rats and roaches. The ventilation system at one jail didn't work. Some detention centers were so crowded that the detainees were stacked up on triple bunk beds. The Inspector General reported that some detainees were injured because they fell off those bunk beds. And his staff found that some detention centers don't wash detainee socks and underpants very often, even though many are locked up for months. But Christina DeConcini says here's the most important problem. Immigrants in America's detention centers do not have a constitutional right to get a free government-appointed lawyer. So the national standards, which she helped write, say detainees are supposed to be able to call their families and lawyers so they can try to find help. She points to examples of what the Inspector General found.
Okay, here. In one instance, they cite that it took 16 days for the person to be granted the right to call a lawyer. That has very grave consequences to the individual's life and future.
Officials at Homeland Security who run this detention system are not happy with the Inspector General's report. Mark Rimondi is a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He says this wasn't a scientific study. The Inspector General posted flyers in detention centers urging detainees who had complaints to contact them. Rimondi says if the Inspector General found any problems, they were exceptions.
We're committed to maintaining a safe and secure and humane detention condition for the people within our detained alien population. We have very high standards. Our standards greatly exceed the industry standard, and we'll continue to do that.
This isn't the last word on detention centers. The investigative branch of Congress, the GAO, is conducting its own investigation. They're trying to find out whether detainees have been getting sick and dying from medical neglect. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
You can read the Inspector General's report and explore our past investigations of alleged abuse at immigration detention centers at our website, npr.org.